All right. Hey, fighters. I hope you're having a great day. Appreciate you for taking the time to push the play button and welcome my friendly little voice into your ears. So listen, today I want to take some time to do a little random Q&A and some random thoughts of some things that have been happening lately. I'm actually scrolling through a bunch of the comments and things like that that I get on my YouTube channel, the Contractor Fight TV. If you go look for that, you can follow what we got going on over there. And every now and then I go through and I just grab some questions and I answer them here for you. Because I figure if one person's asking, lots of people's asking. All right. So anyway, I don't know who this guy is because his screen name, username or whatever is a little weird. Actually, he calls himself God's Unit 01. So there you go. He is a licensed general contractor out of the Bay Area up in California there. Mainly focused on residential remodeling. He says the major part of the population here is white collar workers. And he's saying, hey, from watching your videos and stuff, I realize I need to be first a businessman and then a craftsman, but I'm worried about stepping away from the craft work immediately to focus on the business aspect of the business. You think I could pull it off by posting hiring ads right off the bat? I would love if I could hire a great crew leader to manage a few guys who are dedicated and motivated to be in the trades. But again, I'm in urban white collar Bay Area. I think it's going to be tough. I feel like, I feel like it'll take a decent amount of time to train guys up. Not sure if I can trust new hires right off the bat. All right. So listen, a couple things here that just jump out to me. First of all, if you're in a white collar area, then you should be building the shit out of your business because white collar people in general don't want to be crawling around houses and fixing things and painting things and all that other stuff. So I think, you are poised if you're in a densely populated area where there's people that generally have money, you're poised to grow your business to a shitload of money in the next couple of years. If you focus on, and this was part of his question, you know, he's afraid to step away from the craft work to focus on the business work. Well, dude, there ain't going to be no craft work if you don't do the business work. Your number one role when you start a business is no longer gets to be the craft guy, the craftsman person, okay, the tradesman. Are you still a tradesman? Of course you're still a tradesman. But if you don't sell, if you don't market, if you don't build a business, if you don't understand the numbers of your business and things like that, you're going to have a really hard time finding jobs to go work on. So I don't know a whole lot about you here, but I would tell you that it all starts with a plan. You've got to have a business plan, what I call a profit plan. How am I going to make money? How am I going to grow this business? Where's it going to be in 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years? And you map it out. Say, this is where I want to be, and this is how I'm going to get there. And you do that by starting with a budget and figuring out how much work you need coming in to meet those initial financial goals. And then as the numbers dictate, as your business grows, as you learn more about sales and marketing and all those other things, then you'll be able to figure out the right time to add people to your team. So listen, right now, who's this God's Unit 01? I would first look at your own capacity. Are you maxing out your own capacity and reaching your financial goals? If you're not doing that, then book yourself first. Again, I don't know a whole lot about you. You do remodeling and renovating. Maybe you're subbing all your work out and all that stuff. I don't know. But listen, you got to have a plan. And it's not going to be as tough as you think it is if you start with a good plan. And that's really what it means to embrace your role of being a business owner first. See, when you understand your closing rate, and you understand your average job size, and you understand the gross profit that you need and all this other stuff, those numbers will actually tell you how many employees you're going to need. They will tell you, you know, based on your goals, they will tell you how many man hours you have to fill over the years, It will tell you how many jobs you're going to need and how many leads you're going to need and all these things. Okay. So, dude, start with a plan, start with a budget, put it on paper. And a lot of guys go, well, Tom, I don't have any overhead. I don't know what to put on a budget. All right. Well, what do you need to pay yourself? Start with that. What do you need to bring home to mama and the kids to have a good life? And not just pay your bills life. Screw just paying your bills. Don't start a business just to pay your bills. There's a lot of other jobs you can have that are much less stressful if you just want to pay your bills. So if you need to make, I don't know, 75 grand a year, then set a goal to make 125 grand a year so you could save some money and actually have a life and then reverse engineer it from there. Write down all the business expenses you have. You know, the website hosting, the marketing you do, the truck payment, the insurance, all that. Put it on paper. Start with the budget. All right. And here I'm going to give you a formula here before I move on to the next question. Once you start with that, say it's 100, let's just for the math, say it's 100,000 bucks. That's what you figured up that your business overhead is. And that should include you. So screw that. Make it 200 grand. Now it's 200 grand. All right. That's what you need to keep at the end of the year in your pocket to pay all the bills at home and for the business. Well, if you're shooting for a 50% gross profit, divide 200,000, 200,000 dollars divided by 0.50. That's a 50% gross profit. That will give you $400,000. That's what you need to sell and produce to have 200 grand left over. All right. So anyway, you can learn a lot more about stuff like this at thecontractorfight.com. You can check out our Contractor Fight Club and some other things like that we have where you can get help for your business. So God's Unit 01, thanks for watching and all that other stuff. All right, let me scroll down here a bit. All right, Adventures of a Handyman here, that's his name, says, hey, love your videos. I'm a one-man handyman business. Been getting more and more deck and other carpentry jobs. I really want to expand and get a couple of guys working for me. I don't have a ton of experience, though. I know I need to get my builder's license. Any advice for me? Thanks. Actually, he said, thanks, homie. Well, hey, listen, I kind of just going to piggyback, you know, rewind the freaking podcast here and listen to the answer I just gave the other guy. Start with a budget. Okay. Don't take on jobs that you know you can't win on right now if you lack experience, and market to get those jobs. See, I just believe that we should spend our time and our money marketing for the stuff that's the most profitable for us, that's the most simple to pull off. And as time goes by and your experience grows, and your talent level grows, you'll be able to add those other types of jobs. So again, Adventures of a Handyman, I would say focus on booking yourself out. So here, let me do some math. Let me pull up my calculator here. All right. And again, let's say if you want to make 100,000 bucks a year and you say, I want to take 4 weeks off a year, that means you got 48 weeks to do it. That means you got to keep $2,083. Okay. Divide that. That's per week, by the way. Divide that by 5 working days. You gotta bring home $416 a day into your pocket. All right. So if you're working by yourself as a handyman and you're not paying any employees and things like that, then your gross profit is going to be a lot higher than 50%. Let's just say it's going to be 70%. Okay. So you take that 416 divided by 0.7, you got a bill basically 600 bucks a day for your labor. Divided by 8, your hourly rate is 75 bucks and no less. All right. So when you bid a job and you go, okay, it's going to take me 8 hours, you go 8 times 75, 600 bucks. Okay. If it's a 4-hour job, 4 times 75, it's a $300 job. It's a 12-hour job, 12 times 75. You get the picture, 900 bucks. So start with that. Book the shit out of your own calendar and work on your processes, work on your systems, get profitable before you start adding a couple guys and things like that. Now, if you want to go out and get an apprentice who's like a part-time helper who works a few hours a week and they're flexible and things like that to help you move shit and load stuff and, you know, things like that, then you can, again, you can work that in to the cost of everything. All right. Okay. Let's see. What do we got here? I had a post where I told people they should quit. I did a video. Actually, if you search on YouTube for it, on the Contractor Fight TV, you'll see you'll see a video I did where I basically said, you know, my thoughts on partnerships and when you should quit your business and things like that.
Hey, I'm Tom Reaver. Welcome to the Fight Night page. Listen, the contractor fight was started with the idea that we needed to bring respect back to the trades. And having that respect starts with having respect for ourselves as contractors. That's why we own our crap here and we deal with the things that we have control over so that we can ultimately be respect worthy. Now, Fight Night is one of those tools for you that we have a monthly online live training to help you grow in every area of your business so that you can increase your skills in your finances, in your marketing, your sales, your leadership, and on and on and on. So I want to invite you to hit the link below, sign up for the next Fight Night. Okay, you won't be disappointed. We literally have hundreds of contractors from all around the world that are joining us every month in order to learn how to bring more respect back to themselves and to the trades as a whole. All right, so listen, finally, we do not sell these replay links separately, okay? They're not gonna be for sale. A lot of people ask me that question. So the only way to get a replay link, which is yours forever, is to sign up below when we announce each and every Fight Night every month. So appreciate you taking the time to be here. Look forward to seeing you on our next Fight Night and talk to you soon.
All right. Let's see here. Let's see, I'm deleting some spam as we're going here. Bunch of guys trying to like, you know, piggyback on my channel and sell their shit. You guys can kiss my ass. All right. Kiefer says, is there an agreement template or contract or a fillable contract that I can send you? Dude, you got to do your own damn research, man. Get on this thing. It's crazy. I know it's crazy, but it's called the internet. And there's this thing called Google. G-O-O-G-L-E. Google. Okay. And then this amazing thing happens. There's this little box on this Google thing on the internet machine. And if you type in home improvement contractor templates and hit the enter button, my guess is you'll get a shitload of things that'll come up. So do your own damn legwork, man. Don't ask me for it. I've done the work on my own, man. All right. Like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, this society that we're in right now. And this dude, I'm sure you're a really good guy and everything, but you know, one of the things I'm seeing in contractors, I see it in the high school guys. I coach a high school football team. I've seen it change through the years where everyone expects to be spoon fed. If they want to know something, like I have kids on my team that'll go, coach, what time's the game start or what time's practice? And I'm like, you know, we do have I don't say this then, but I don't swear, but I say, you know, we do have a schedule. And the schedule's posted on our team Facebook page and on the school website and in our Huddle communication app that I talk to you guys on. So how about looking the shit up? And it's the same here. Guys, if you want to figure out how to estimate a job, what to price for this, how do I figure out my man hours? How do I figure out my gross profit? Get off your ass. Do your own legwork, guys. Quit expecting the world to spoon feed you every fucking thing that you think you want. It is crazy to me the amount of people that email me for stupid shit that you could literally find in 3 minutes on Google. All right. And it just shows that you know, most people are freaking lazy. Okay. And you just want to be spoon fed because you're entitled, because apparently at some point somebody just gave you a fucking trophy for showing up. All right. All right. Here we go. I'm going to calm down now. I promise. James Quiñones, Quiñones. I don't know how you say it. How much can you ask for a deposit? Asks James Quiñones. James, depends on your state, first of all. A lot of states have rules. You know, I think California, it's like 10% is all you can do. You know, I've got clients that go anywhere from 50%. When I had my painting business in Illinois, we were a third down to get on the schedule. And then we did, what did we do? We did another third on the first day of the job. And then we did the balance and any additional work and things like that on the last day of the job. So it's all depends on your state and how you're going to take control of your sales process, my man, and what you're going to put in those contracts that you're going to search for on Google. Maybe you can hit up Kiefer and he can help you find them. And here's the other thing. I believe that you should get as much money as humanly possible. Now, I saw a comment on one of my videos a month or so ago. Some guy was giving me shit going, 66% of the money before you ever show up and do the work. And yeah, I'd never pay a contractor that and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, fuck you. Okay, listen, how many broke contractors are out there? If you're driving right now and you ain't making the money you want and you got debt, okay, raise your damn hand right now. Just raise it. I'll wait. Okay, there. That should be evidence enough for you that the money is better off in your pocket than theirs. You're the one buying materials, mobilizing the forces, training your employees, and all this other crap. Get the money. Okay? Get the money. Don't wait for your money. Be urgent about collecting money. Oh, I just want to be fair to my customers. I just want to be a nice guy. Fuck that. Okay? Nice and fair guys are broke. Can you be nice? Yes, you can be nice. Can you be fair? Yes, you should be fair. Should you be respectful? Yes, but you need to be fair and respectful and nice to yourself first. You have to get your own oxygen before you start giving your money away. Because what happens is when you go, I mean, listen, guys, this is from experience. I used to have clients tell me, oh, hey, how much do you need down? I'd be standing in their yard, sold a $15,000, $20,000 job. I go, what do you need down today? And there were times when I was young and stupid, I'd go, oh, I don't need anything right now. I can get in on the, when we start. Okay. Guys, listen, if a day goes by in your business and you don't have a deposit, you're screwing yourself and you're screwing your family and you're stealing from them. You're stealing from your future. You have money that goes out every day of the week, even if you ain't doing any work, because you still have a truck payment, you still have an insurance payment, you still have a rent payment and all these other things for your business. You need to have money coming in every day, and you should get as much money as you can up front. Okay, so whatever your terms are, honor those terms. So James Quiñones, Quiñones. Quiñones. I don't know how to freaking say it. Anyway, James, get as much as you can. Follow your state laws. Draft up, your contract and all that other stuff, and whatever your payment terms are. And here's why. Okay, here's why I want you. Another reason I want you to get as much money up front. If you don't have cash flow, you can't pay your bills. If you can't pay your bills, then you have debt. Now you're paying interest and all these other crazy things. All right. And then usually what happens is when all the money finally gets in, you spend a bunch of that money to get back to zero or get caught up, and then you don't get paid. Okay. Ask me how I know. Okay. Here we go. Let's see. This guy's a moron here. I think this is a, whatever. I'm not even going to give this guy the time of day because he's a D-bag. Okay. So one of the videos I talked about, I ranted on, I said, if you've been in business, I don't know the example. I said, 3, 5, 7 years, and you're not doing $200,000 or more in sales. Okay. That you need to quit. You need to quit. Cause listen, if I was in business 5 years, and my top line sales and revenue for the company weren't 200 grand yet, I might be looking for a bridge to hang myself off of. Okay, guys, and the pushback I got is all these guys are going back, well, money's not the most important thing, Tom, and all this other stuff. One guy, called me a, what did he say? I was an arrogant fucking asshole, I think is the exact phrase that he used. Actually, I want to read it. Where is it? This is good. This was a good one. Okay. Well, I can't find it because it looks like this guy removed his comment or something where he called me a arrogant fucking asshole, because I'm like, if you ain't bringing in at least 200 grand a year as a contractor for your business, your top line revenue, you should quit. If you're really not at $500,000 and you've been in this thing 5 to 7 years, I think you should seriously consider quitting or getting your head out of your ass and start taking this whole business thing seriously. I think if you're not making $100,000 of personal income after 5 years of being in business, you should quit and go get a job, because you can go to In-N-Out and make 130 grand a year as a fucking manager over there. Okay. You know, hurting a bunch of teenagers. So listen, guys, my point here. Oh, and then one other thing I said is, I don't want to just pay my bills. If I'm going to own a business, I want to make a ton of money. And the reason I want to make a ton of money is because I want to do things in my life. And when I go watch the video, because I was basically saying my son, who was recording the video while we were driving, he's 18. He doesn't want to go to college. Okay. He's interested. He's considering going to flight school and flying, you know, small private planes and shit like that. And maybe starting his own business, being a private little, you know, airline guy. Okay. Whatever the hell that's called. All right. And one of the things I said is that I want to be able to have the money to help my kid out. I said, help, not pay, not grant him this money, but I want to be in a position for all of my kids. And I hope you guys would too, that if they choose to go to college, maybe you can help pay for room and board. Maybe you could buy the books. Maybe you want to pay for the whole thing or half the thing or whatever it is. But I want to be in a position to do it. I want to have an option. You know what? I want to write a check for 10 or 20,000 bucks, whatever the frickin' bar bill is at my daughter's wedding in another 10 years. Okay. And not miss the money. I want to live. I want to travel. I want to be able to do the things that I love to do. Why? Because I'm making the sacrifice and taking advantage of the opportunity allotted to me of what it takes to be a business owner. All right. So I will never apologize for telling you guys, if you're not making money, get the hell out. It's too hard. And there's a labor shortage right now. So if you're that damn good with the tools, go work with somebody like me who will pay you more money and pay you what you're worth. And you don't have to find the leads and understand your numbers a whole lot like you would as an owner. And you don't have to deal with all the HR headaches and this and that. You can just go build shit, make great money, go home every night. And I will never, ever apologize. And if that makes me an arrogant fucking asshole saying, if you're not making, you know, 100 grand a year or more, okay, then I'm Thurston Howell III or whatever his name is on Gilligan's Island. I'm a snob. Call me a snob. All right. But I'd rather be a dude who had money and can more than meet the needs of my family and provide a future than be in the position that 75, 80, 90% of contractors in, and they don't even make 55, 60 grand a year, and they're scraping by, and every winter they're fricking borrowing more money and borrowing more money and borrowing more money, and they have nothing to show for it after 20 or 30 years of this shit except a bunch of debt, and their health sucks. Damn it. Get your heads out of your asses, all of us. So listen, that's it for today. I'm going to chill out before I grab my chest. I get all fired up. Obviously, you know that. But listen, I appreciate you guys hanging out. We got a lot of cool things going on in the fight. So if you're not on the, part of what we got going on, whether it's a Facebook group or our Contractor Fight Club, which is our entry level coaching program, and our Contractor Sales Academy and all these things that we have going on, fight nights, this and that, head to thecontractorfight.com and it will walk you through what needs to happen if you want to find any of the things that we have going on. So guys, I appreciate you. Have an awesome day. Travis, bring in those guitars and we will talk to you guys next time.